With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. It's been a fairly quiet couple of days for wildfires in Montana in general, with cooler temperatures and higher humidities in the northwest at least. But between Helena and Great Falls, Montana's Department of Natural Resources and Conservation reported an active fire day on fires near Holter Lake. Authorities closed Lower Holter Lake so that helicopters and air tankers could safely pull water to attack the Bray Fire just west of Wolf Creek. That fire, which was reported Sunday afternoon, is now estimated at about 600 acres in size. It was 0% contained this morning. Up around Libby, firefighters reported minimal fire spread on the Goat Rock complex of seven fires, burning about 8,500 acres in Lincoln and Sanders counties. Further north, around Knoxon and Clark Fork, Idaho, some of the nearly 400 people fighting fires on the Clark Fork complex have started demobilizing. One of those fires had forced some residents along Highway 56 out of their houses for nearly 2 weeks. Evacuations in the area were lifted at 6 o'clock this morning. Officials at a public meeting in Troy last night said that there's still a lot of fire on the ground in the area and that fire season is far from over. Southwest of Alberton, the 12,000-acre West Fork Fish Creek fire that started August 14th was at 0% containment as of this morning. Some 300 people remain evacuated from that fire. Today, public safety staff were offering to escort some homeowners back to their homes for limited access based on urgent need. On the Thompson complex near Essex, authorities say low-pressure weather patterns will continue to affect the fire complex with generally favorable conditions.